thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
If you have your Bible with you tonight, perhaps you turn actually to a well-known few verses found in the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. If you please turn to Isaiah, and we'll read some well-known verses. Just while you're looking up that, I can say for those that are interested in that initiative, that evangelistic event, the Republic of Ireland, there is a website. If you remember this, it's called What's the Story Info.ie. I've got that right. What's the Story Info.ie. Hope I've got that right. And it's from a Christian perspective. Now, I wasn't looking too well at my watch this morning, so I've been given a watch tonight. I don't think that was a hint, by the way. Somebody said, you know, this preacher got up and got his watch and sat out on the platform. There was a wee child in the front seat, and I said to the mum, what does that mean? She says, absolutely nothing. But I will endeavour to honour this watch as we come round God's word. So if you have your Bible open at Isaiah chapter 1, and for the sake of time, we'll just read a few verses of this, starting at 16. That's Isaiah 1, chapter 1, verse 16. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And we'll just end the reading there. We know that God always adds a blessing to the public reading of his precious word. And just thinking about tonight, you know, I was pulled again to these verses of scripture, so well known in a gospel meeting. And of course, it has been preached on many times. Verse 18 of Isaiah 1, come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And I just want to speak for a few minutes tonight in this gospel service about the greatest invitation you can ever receive, a divine invitation. It's a marvellous tonight and in a gospel meeting that there's an invitation extended to you. And the invitation actually is not extended by the Elam Pentecostal Church or by any other denomination. It is extended, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is an invitation from the Lord to come now. As you know, the prophet Isaiah's the book is made up of 66 chapters, representing the number of actually books in the Bible. And the first 39 very much represent the Old Testament. The 27 last ones represents the New Testament. And in fact, the Isaiah is, outside the Psalms, the most quoted book in the New Testament. It actually is the first book that the Lord preached from in his public ministry. And of course, Isaiah is right through, and so it's an important book. Every book, every verse, every jot, every tittle in the Bible is important, but it's well quoted throughout the scripture. The Lord Jesus used it. Paul preached from it to the Ethiopian eunuch. And it's actually called the evangelistic book of the Old Testament. I was even thinking, you know, reflecting after the Queen's death last week, you know, Isaiah, he had a vision. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And as Isaiah saw that, he saw his own clean. As I said, holy, holy, holy. And he bowed before the Lord, and my God, his lips touched with that coal from off the altar. And his life was changed. And he became again the writer under the anointing inspiration of the Holy Spirit of this tremendous prophecy. Contained many, many gospel verses. And this is, of course, the Lord, right through from Genesis to Revelation, you have this tremendous invitation. And it says, come now. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, actually, we moved here to Ballymoney something like 37 years ago. And just as we moved here, nothing to do with us, the pastor then, Pastor Holohan, was the pastor here. And in fact, I only had two of the services that he preached at. Only two when I moved here. Came to two of his services. One was the Bible study and the other was a gospel meeting. And this was the scripture, and I just remembered back, that he preached from. I never forgot the headings. It's wonderful you can hear a sermon 37 years ago and it's still in your head today. Because he preached it simple. He made it clear. And he broke down this verse in this simple way. He said, you know, come now, come in your season. He said, come now and let us reason together. Come in your senses. And this is the amazing thing. Come in your sins. What an invitation. What an invitation that God extends to men and women, boys and girls, young folk, to come. Actually, this word come is used over 3,000 times in the Bible. You can't say there isn't this invitation extended. Marvelous invitation to come. And like the divine Trinity, that holy, 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 has said to come. The Bible ends, come now. Come. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. To come and to drink of the waters freely. This invitation to come is a gospel invitation. And you know, it's for the whosoever will. I happen to believe that. There's no one in this lovely meeting tonight, and I presume most of you are saved, some of you are new to me, but I can tell you there's an invitation extended to you tonight if you know not Christ. It's come. Come. God the Father says come. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, come, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Holy Spirit says come. God says come. An invitation. You can't ever leave this scene of time, especially if you're brought up in Ballymoney, and especially if you attended Ballymoney Elam Church. You can never go out of time into eternity and say you didn't get the most tremendous invitation to come. To come to the Saviour. Make no delay. And it's a tremendous invitation. And thank God that that invitation was extended many times to me over my life. And I rejected it many times. And yet God in his grace and God in his mercy still called me. Perhaps there's someone to meet in the night and God has been knocking at your heart's door. And you have been given this invitation. Wouldn't be this a tremendous time and this momentous time in our history of the United Kingdom that you could say in the very just after the week that Queen Elizabeth II died, I saw the Lord. I heard an invitation extended in a gospel meeting. And even though our monarchs may die, there's one who is alive. He died, he's alive forevermore. He's the Lord of glory and extends an invitation to come. What an invitation. And this invitation, it says all through the scriptures. It is one of the most common phrases the Lord Jesus used, come, all through the New Testament. If you go through and reference your Bible, come, come. Very rarely did he ever say depart. He will say depart one day. For those that reject Christ and go out of time into eternity, they will hear that word, depart from me. I never knew you. But we're in the gospel age, we're in the day of grace. And his arm, he's still lingering on. And he's still putting out this invitation to come on to me, all ye that are labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. One has said on this verse of scripture, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's the come that you can be released from your stain. Doesn't matter what the sin was, the precious blood of Christ can make you every whit whole, he can clean you. make you fit for heaven. He talked to a wee crook one time called Zacchaeus. Maybe I'm not kind. And he told him to come down from the tree. He wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm going to your home today. And as that man came down, he was remitted of his sin. Come down and remitted of your sin. And in those verses of scripture, the Lord Jesus uttered that he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Come. And then there was a day, Lazarus, who was dead. And there was weeping, and Jesus wept. And then he said, come forth. And for every blood-bought child of God, I can tell you, on the resurrection morning, he'll say, come forth, and we'll meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord. Long before that, as we die, we'll be, our spirit and soul will go out to be with God, but there's a great resurrection morning. And he told him, I am the resurrection and the life. And he proved it. The Lord Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood. He went and he was buried. And he paid the penalty. We sang about it, that the work was finished. But he rose the third day again. And he's alive tonight. And we serve a risen Savior. And he's in the world today. It's marvelous that you can be resurrected from your shackles. Maybe you're shackled by a heavy burden tonight. There's a resurrected Christ can release you and set you free and make you ready to have. Then in the place of prayer, again in the book of Hebrews, he says you can come boldly. Come boldly under the throne of grace. That's not cheekily. Every blood-bought child of God can come boldly. He says come boldly. And you can get relief from your sorrows. And then one day, in return, I believe the Lord is going to tell us to come up. Book of Revelation, chapter 4. Door is opened in heaven and he invited them to come up. And there'll be a rapture of your soul. And Jesus is coming soon. The invitation. God says come. He says come everyone that thirsty, come to the waters. The Lord Jesus says come, come on to me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest for your sin-sick soul. Said the Holy Spirit says, come. Really at the very last chapter of the Bible, he says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. The gospel's free. It's not cheap. It costs the Lord everything. What an invitation. And just as we, making these few remarks tonight and think of these verses, there is an urgency. There's an urgency to this invitation, this tremendous invitation to come. And the word of God just simply says, come now. Come now. None of us have a guarantee of tomorrow. None of us a guarantee of next week. None of us have a guarantee beyond tonight. None of us have a guarantee beyond this meeting. But this marvellous invitation says, come now. Come now. It's always come now. The Lord says it doesn't come in a week's time or come when you've lived your life or come when you've done that. He says to come now. There are many verses of scripture that would make that clear. Now is the accepted time. Paul wrote, behold, now is the day of salvation. It's wonderful to be in the day of salvation. You mightn't always be in that. This age of grace, it's the greatest age to live in. Oh, there are many problems and many difficulties, but to live in an age that God's grace is extended to whosoever will. God's grace is extended to everyone in this meeting tonight, including the boy on the platform. And he says, come now. It's urgent. It's urgent. I don't know. Perhaps you've been putting it off. Perhaps you're saying some other time, some more convenient day and you I'll call it. But it has never come. Why not tonight? Come now, it's urgent. Come now. And do come in your senses. We live in an age where we're growing older. I'm getting a bit grey looking, am I? And we can keep us alive longer, but they can't necessarily keep the senses working. Just as a matter of fact, Lorraine's father, he's soundly saved, but he's in a home and he has Alzheimer's and he wouldn't know his own name. It's great that the Lord can come and reason with you. Come by his Holy Spirit and speak to you. come through His Word and speak to you. What a privilege. And yet it's urgent. Don't leave it off. It was lovely to see the Queen last week inviting the last, or this present, just a few days ago, to invite a new Prime Minister to our country. And yet, just a few days later, she was absent from the body, and we trust present with the Lord. There's no guarantees. Oh, you say she was old, I'm only a young person. Listen, it's urgent. Come now. That's the invitation that the Lord extends. And I come now, He says. And let us reason together. This is it. I want to put it again. See, is the Lord. Not me saying it. Not a denomination saying it. Not a church is saying it. Not a denomination says it. It's the Lord. And if you look at your Bible, you'll find that that word Lord is in capital letters, L-O-R-D. He's Lord of all. He's King of kings. He's Lord of all. He's the Creator God. And tonight, in this lovely service, He extends an invitation. And I can suggest to you it's urgent. Come now. The urgency of it. And the undertaking of it. You know, the undertaking of it is quite interesting when you think about it, you know. The Lord says, come now and let us reason together. Isn't that wonderful that the God of heaven, the God of creation, that blessed man of Calvary, but this is now the Lord eternal, the King eternal. And if you go out and look at the galaxies, He created the galaxies. He created the universe. What an invitation. The undertaking of it. What an undertaking can I suggest you tonight? Because, you know, the problem really that we have tonight and all of us, and people are getting away from this, what is the undertaking? He says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord, though your sins are as like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now that dye came from a Pacific worm. That red dye and that crimson dye was unremovable. You ever hear it being described as a deep-dyed sinner? I was a deep-dyed sinner. And from God's word, I'm not that unique, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sin has separated us from God. And many of us, if we look back in life, there are sins we committed, and if we could go back on it, we'd never have done it. But my, when you come to realize that this undertaking, the undertaking of it, that the God of all creation extends this invitation, and He has a remedy for the sin question. And sin is the problem in our land. Sin is the problem for Putin's war. Sin is the problem for crime. Sin is the problem for many in our land today. People don't want to think about sin. It's an alternative lifestyle, or it's, you know, it's just because the way society is moving. Sin is sin. We're all sinners. Born in sin. Sinners by nature. We're sinners by behavior. Sinners by birth. And it's the problem of sin. Sin. Sin is the worst disease anyone can have. And there's many bad diseases about. Because the disease of sin will separate you from God. The Lord Jesus once said that if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. And the Lord Jesus was heading to heaven. And if you can't go to heaven, there's only one other destiny. This side of eternity is hell. The other side of eternity. It's a serious issue. And yet there is an undertaking given by God in this glorious invitation. What an undertaking. And it's an undertaking nobody else could take on. There's no other way to get sins forgiven. There's only one way. And it's simply if we recognize that sin problem that we have in our life. Sin. You know, Today we're in a different society, and a man said to me, "Don, you get up and talk about sin and talk about transgression and talk about iniquity. They don't know what you're talking about." But you need to know what we're talking about. Because sin's the problem. Sin is missing the mark. God set a standard in every one of us. If you benchmark yourself against the Ten Commandments, we've all missed the mark. Missed the mark. Transgression is, the law is violated. Disobedience. We live in a society of disobedient. We want to do our own thing, don't we? That's sin. Iniquity. Morals perverted. Well, we live in a society today where morals are definitely perverted. And yet I can tell you that God in Christ has a remedy for your sins and my sins. And he took, Jesus left the ivory palace of heaven, came into this world of woe, lived for 33 years, perfect life, never sinned once, and went to a place called Calvary, and there he died in your behalf and my behalf and shed his blood that we could have our sins forgiven and know for assurance. Not only have our sins forgiven, we could be imputed with his righteousness and be made right with God. And no matter what that sin is, trust me tonight, no matter what the devil tells you, the undertaking is for those that come now and acknowledge their sinners and repent of that sin and put their faith and trust in Christ alone. By his precious blood, he'll wash away your sins. And he'll make you a new creature in Christ. Isn't that some invitation? The undertaking of it, much we could say about that. The urgency of the invitation come now, the undertaking of the invitation. But there's an ultimatum. And he was really talking to the nation of Israel here, and they were a sin, it became a sinful nation. It's just as relevant to an individual. This is the ultimatum. He says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, verse 19. But if you refuse, and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. There's an ultimatum. There's a choice to be made. And I can't make that choice. You have to make that decision. It's wonderful that God, in his grace and his mercy, extends this wonderful invitation. But trust me, you have to make a decision. Would you say tonight, I have decided to follow Jesus? No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. The ultimatum. There's an ultimatum tonight. If you make that decision, my, with open arms, he'll welcome you and save you by his grace and make you a new creature in Christ. But if you are disobedient, then you have that choice. There'll be a day coming where he will utter those words, depart from me, I never knew you. And then, just in closing, can I say this? The uniqueness of the invitation. Verse 20, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isn't it wonderful the Lord would speak this? And this Sunday evening, in September 2022, let's say a major historical weekend when our Queen for 70 years has passed from time into eternity, and we have a new King on the throne. And like many years ago when Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, in the year that Isaiah died, he is 52 years on the throne. Would you make that decision tonight? For that same invitation is extended by the Lord of glory. I'm just a gospel preacher, and he hasn't asked me to just make that invitation to you tonight through his word. Through his word. It's not me. I want to close. I actually run into a wee, I buy books in second-hand shops, gospel books. This is a tract, I think, written in 1956. The year I was born, and I read the wee poem at the back, and it hit me, white as snow. White as snow. It says, white as snow, how grand the promise for the heavy laden breast, when by faith the soul receives it, weariness is changed to rest. Red like crimson, deep as scarlet, scarlet off the deepest dye, are the manifold transgressions which upon the sinner lie. White as snow, can my transgressions thus be wholly washed away, leaving not a spot behind them like a cloudless summer day? Yes, Yes, at once and not forever. Through the blood of Christ I know all my sins, though red like crimson, have become as white as snow. Come, if you haven't yet, come to Jesus tonight and he'll welcome you with open arms. And your love is
great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.